Darianne installed a MySpace tracker on her page. And it's not discreet at all, by the way.
Well, at least I'm not being sneaky. Like, I have a tracker, but it's hidden. People know.
Instead, it like overlaps with your picture and everything.
So?
Don't you think that's a little bit creepy?
No.
Obsessing over who's visiting your page?
Well, I just kind of wanted to see, like, the areas that are looking.
Yeah. You had a nice spread there, looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to, if you have Jerry Ann on your friends list or whatever, you can go look at this disastrous thing. I don't know, to me that's just as creepy as someone who would be stalking your profile. You know what
I mean? Well, you can find out who is stalking your profile.
But then what are you going to do?
Huh? Nothing. Just be like, okay. What's the deal? But
you're going to call them out on it? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, it depends on how much.
I just think the only thing you're going to accomplish is creeping yourself out. And everybody else.
I don't see where it's so creepy. I can see creeping myself out like, this person has viewed my profile 32 times in 2 days. I can see that being creepy, but not for other people because, I mean, it's just the general idea of seeing who all... What areas look at my profile?
Yeah, my friend Kevin had one of these for 24 hours, and he put up a blog post like apologizing for it, saying, God, this is terrible. This is the worst thing in the world. At first, I thought, this might be neat. I can see who visits my profile. And then he's like, he realized how terrible it was. You know, when they visited, where they visited from. And it basically turns you into a stalker, too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the only thing bad I can see from it is they give you your IP address, and that's not good. You shouldn't give that out.
What do you mean, IP addresses from the people visiting?
Yeah.
Right, that's how it tells you who visited and from where and everything.
Yeah, and that's something that shouldn't be given out.
Well, it's something that you can, I mean, any IP address that visits any website is tracked usually. Some
form
or the other.
Hackers use those.
Yeah.
Use those.
You want somebody to be obsessed with you, don't you?
No.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
I don't know. You installed my space tracker.
I'm just curious to see what areas look at my page.
Uh-huh.
I had someone from Italy look, which I think is kind of weird because I don't know anybody from Italy, but...
That's the thing. Any dude with a computer could be pouring over millions of MySpace pages a day looking for somebody to, you know... To get comfortable with at his computer.
Oh, okay.
I would say. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's, maybe it's not as bad as obsessing over someone's MySpace page, but it's pretty creepy.
I've decided I'm just keeping it up for a week, just to kind of see during a week's time. And then after that, if it creeps me out too much, I don't know.
I have a feeling it will. Especially once you see him start tallying up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Right, wait, so it tells you how many times they visited?
Yeah.
Like, what's your number one?
Well, mine, because I've been, like, fiddling around with my profile and stuff. But
right, putting MySpace trackers on there. And
someone from Junction City has done it 8 times.
Since you put it up?
Yeah.
Is 8 times that bad?
No. If they are, like, pretty obsessed with MySpace, no.
I don't know. There's just something creepy about going to a website and having someone track what you're doing like that.
Websites do that all the time, though.
Yeah, but still, it's pretty frowned upon if people are collecting your information like that. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Is Jerry Ann being creepy with her, who's stalking me? Who's stalking my MySpace page counter? So you say your intentions were purely just to see who and what geographic locations are, because it has a little map up there.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with, you know, you wanted to identify stalkers and then
no
react appropriately by
no
giving them your phone number.